Jerry Jeudy caught less than half of his 106 targets last season. 1 year after a 1,200-yard career season, that sentence is the entire reason he's receiver 66 at pick 174. And the strangest part of this file is that the volume never left, the target stayed, everything they turned into disappeared. This season, all 17 games, 50 catches on 106 targets, a 47% catch rate for 602 yards and 2 touchdowns, 5.6 half PPR points a game, 67th among receivers per game, 53rd in total. He drew 20.3% of Cleveland's targets in his games and led the team's wideouts in everything, but the team's leading receiver was a rookie tight end. Harold Fannin's 107 targets edged Jeudy's 106 by exactly one. All of it on a 5-12 team that spent the year looking for a quarterback. The career is a sawtooth that never repeats a good year. 8-2, 6-6, 11-4, 7-2, 11-5, 5-6 points a game. Two seasons that looked like an ascent, 2022, 2024, each followed immediately by a collapse. The 2024 version caught 90 of 145 for 1229. Same receiver, same hands, 13 months apart. The pattern read explains more than you'd expect. His touchdown share is 0.10 and he ranks 65th by rate. No fade fires, there's nothing inflated to regress. But look at what our WattSticks research says about the two halves of his profile. Targets per game replicate at 0.79. His 6.2 a game is the sticky part, while yards per target barely repeats at all, 0.23. Last year's 5.7 yards a target is the collapsed half, and it's the half that carries almost no signal forward. The library's honest translation, the volume is real, and the efficiency coin gets reflipped every season.
Muffed!
The situation is a franchise that hedged. The general manager called Jeudy their bell cow this offseason and said he isn't being traded per the Cleveland beat after months of trade columns said otherwise. And then the front office spent two of its first three picks on receivers. Casey Concepcion at 24, Denzel Boston at 39. Todd Monken took over in January with Travis Switzer coordinating, and the quarterback is a three-way competition. Shutter Sanders, who took the first team turns this spring, Deshaun Watson and Dylan Gabriel per ESPN. Jeudy's June was one yellow flag, a hamstring twinge on the final minicamp day, held out as a precaution, expected past it by camp, per the team site. He's under contract through 2027, per over the cap. The price, WR66 at pick 174 for the per game WR67. Market has priced him at his floor season almost exactly, one slot of daylight. Our verdict, no call. The price is a down year, and the down year happened, we can't call that an error. What we can say is where the range lives. The sticky stat, six targets a game, a fifth of the tree, kept showing up through the worst of it. And the stat that failed is the one that predicts itself worst. The caveat, both ways. Two rookies with first and second round capital are aimed at his snaps, and a quarterback carousel is precisely the environment where efficiency stays broken. Watch the catch rate through September. Under 50 is the anomaly, not the baseline, and it reflips fast when the quarterback play stabilizes. And watch whether Concepcion snaps come from his side or Boston's. 106 targets is a career's worth of proof the offense trusts him. What happens to the ball afterward is next season's coin. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.